Recorded Books presents Hiding in Plain Sight, Kate Warne and the Race to Save Abraham Lincoln, by Beth Anderson. Illustrated by Sally Wern Comport. Read by Laura Knight Keating. Monday, February 11th, 1861, Springfield, Illinois. Abraham Lincoln stepped up on the platform, ready to face an uncertain future. Soon, he'd be president of a broken nation. 7 southern states had already seceded, refusing to be part of the United States. They rejected Lincoln's opposition to slavery, challenged his promise to keep the Union together, vowed that he would not become their president. The inaugural train pulled out. Lincoln's 13-day journey to the nation's capital began, with hope and worry. Would he make it to his inauguration in Washington, D.C.? "I now leave, not knowing when or whether ever I may return." Monday, February 18th, Baltimore, Maryland. Mrs. Barley wasn't who she appeared to be, but with her Alabama accent and outrage against Lincoln, she fit right in. Saturday at noon, the president-elect would visit Baltimore on his way to the Capitol, his only pass into Southern territory. He wasn't welcome, and the city sizzled with anger. How far would people go to stop him? Mrs. Barley eavesdropped on rebel talk, coaxed out secrets, scanned the hotel parlor. In the doorway, she caught a signal and slipped upstairs to her room. Tap, tap, tap. Kate Warne opened the door, and Alan Pinkerton ducked inside. Before she could report what she'd just uncovered, her boss's face confirmed the worst. The plot to kill Lincoln in Baltimore was real. Monday, February 18th, Baltimore, Maryland. The detectives had to act, find a way to foil the plot. They couldn't change Lincoln's route. The only way to Washington was through Baltimore. They could change the time and the train. But first, they had to convince Mr. Lincoln his life was in danger. With spies lurking about, Pinkerton didn't trust the telegraph, but he trusted Kate. She must deliver a message to Mr. Judd, Lincoln's assistant, tomorrow. Kate rushed to catch the train for New York City. They had 5 days to save Lincoln. Tuesday, February 19th, New York City. Kate checked into the Astor House and waited. When a string of carriages arrived mid-afternoon, she recognized Lincoln immediately. She studied the crowd. How many Southern rebels were out there, watching his every move? Kate sent a note to Judd. Hours ticked away. No answer. Just as Kate counted the day lost, a knock. Mrs. Barley handed Judd the warning from Pinkerton. Judd hammered her with questions, demanded details. But she stood strong, revealing nothing more. He must trust her. Tell no one. If details about the plot against Lincoln leaked, all their lives would be in danger. Pinkerton would answer his questions when Lincoln's private train arrived in Philadelphia.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?